Okay, we start again. We're going to, here we are, Chagiga, Beis Amud Aleph. We're going to first do a review and add as we review. What you have in front of you, and we're adding some of the elements now, is you have Jim Quick's body list. He has 10 parts to a body list. What that is that in order to memorize a nice list of 10 items, and for our needs, a list of 12 very easily, you start top of the head, you go to your nose, you go to your mouth, you go to your ears, you go to your throat, you go to your shoulders, collarbone, fingers, belly, tuchus, right? And then for our needs, you have left foot and right foot because you have a list of 12. It's very easy. What you do now is you take each item on the list. Don't do it now, but you take each item on the list and you peg it to each one. So let's say the first one is a cheresh, right? It is a deaf mute, right? So what you do is someone who's trying to talk, you shove your top of your head into their mouth. They can't say a word. So you picture the two, the image together. It's a crazy image. The crazier the image, the better. That's the first one on the list. So any list, you could use Jim Quick's 10 list if you have a short list, and just add feet to the bottom so you can get 11 and 12, and you can memorize the list. We're also going to use Shas Cohen's Svara to think of the list as very mistaber. There are three categories that I see in this list, basically. There's Cheresh'ot V'Katan, which are limitations in Das. They don't have the requisite Das that's needed. Then you have the aspects of, like, women... or a tumtum and androgynous, where it's missing yire kol zechurcha, it's missing a male aspect. There's a male aspect that was here, that's two. And also on our list, there was a third svara, and that is the ability of regolim, shlosh regolim, to use feet. Those were basically the items on the list. Again, you're going to have suma, which has a problem of yire, right, of yire kol zechurcha should be seen. So you have four svaras. But those basically cover what's on our list. Let's read now. Hakol chayiv and b'riyah. Everyone's chayiv in the mitzvah of riyah. Riyah is kol zechurcha, showing up with a korban to the base of Mikdash. Chutz mecheres shota v'katan. Tumtum and androgynous. By the way, always translate when you're doing review, because you get lazy after a while, and you just start forgetting what you ever meant by it. Tumtum, you're unsure what they are. Androgynous is both. Nashim, women, avadim, slaves who are not free. Shenem shucharim, chiger, lame, and suma, blind. Chola and zakein, sick and elderly, and misha'eni yachol alas paraglav, someone who can't go on their feet. Mishnah stops to define what a katan is here, because obviously a katan is not obligated in mitzvahs. It's talking about the parents who are obligated in chinuch. So which katan is excluded? Ezehu katan, kol she'eni yachol lirkov al ksef of shalaviv, one who cannot ride on the shoulders of his father and go up from Yerushalayim to Harabayas, divrei Beit Shammai. Puts him at quite a young age. Beis Hillel says, no, whoever can't hold his father's hand. Kol sheni acholachas biyado shalavim, go for your shalim tahara by shenemar, it says, shlosh regolim. There needs to be a feet aspect here. Beit Shammai, then they talk about the price of the korban. Beit Shammai says that the korban re'iyah is 2 kesef, and the chagiga is ma kesef, is 1. That's the cheaper one. Your own celebration should be cheaper. Beis Hillel says the opposite. The re'iyah is ma kesef. The chagiga, which is funner, is going to be 2 kesef. Okay, we open the Mishnah with this word hakol. By the way, tomorrow I'm going to show you how to do a little bit of a mind map. We'll get to that tomorrow. And the zichru aspect of this shir we'll do next week when we finish the beginning of the week, when we finish the daf. So now, we had the word at the beginning of the mission, that word hakol. That should be a red flag word. Whenever it says the word hakol, you know it's coming to include something unique in the mitzvah that we would not have thought would have been included. That's what the word hakol is doing. So the Gemara is going to give three attempts to remember to know what hakol is referring to over here before it chooses one of them. Three, right? So your numbers on today's amud are 12 and 3. So you have Brady. Who's 3? Who's number 3? It's famous 3. Chris Paul. I'm thinking Babe Ruth. Dale Murphy. Dale Murphy was 3. So you go 12 and 3. That's easy to remember today. So who's the first hakol? Hakol latuye mai. Latuye to include someone who's a half an Eved, half a Ben Chorin. Right? And however, now there's many problems with that. Mr. Gnauer is raising the problem. What if the day that he comes up to Aliyah Leregel is the day that he's off? What's a half slave, half free? It means he's shared by partners. Partners owned him. One of the partners doesn't want to have a slave anymore. Doesn't like it. It's antiquated. I don't want a slave. So he freed the slave on 3 days of the week, and the other partner took 4 days, or 3.5 and 3.5, whatever. However they did it, they split the days. The problem is, what if the first day is a day where they're not, where he came up was his slave day, right? So it's complicated, but we'll clarify soon. Hakol latuye mai, latuye misha chatzio eved v'chatzio ben chorin, to include someone who's half a slave and half a ben chorin free. I would have thought they don't have to bring the mitzvah of olah l'regel and mitzvah korban. They do. They do. They're the ones who are included in Hakol because of the tzad cheres shebehem, the free side of them. But that doesn't work according to Ravina, who held that half a slave and half a free person is pater for Maria. By the way, why would he be pater for Maria? Because the tzad avdus, the side of him that's a slave. There's a side of him in his blood that's a slave. That is not obligated in Aliyah L'Regel. So therefore, he's pater Maria. So we need a new definition of Hakol. Hakol Latuye Mai. So perhaps it's coming Latuye to include Achiger B'yom Rishon, lame on the first day, V'nispashet B'yom Sheni, and he got better on the second day. So Hanich Laman Damar, that works according to the opinions that hold each day is its own unique Chiyuv. But according to the one who holds that they're all a tashlumin derishon, that every day that you bring a korban, even cholamoid, every day that you bring a korban is really just reflecting off that original chiyuv of the first day. This person was pater on the first day. Onus rachmana patre. So he's not going to be chayiv. It's not going to work according to that opinion. So therefore, hakol latuye mai. What's it coming to include? Latuye suma ba'achas me'enav. Someone who's blind in one of his eyes. Okay, that's also going to have a limitation. It goes against one opinion. The Loki Haitana de Tanya, Yochanan ben de Havai, who says in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Suma ba'achas me'enav is going to be pater from Re'ia. Someone who's blind in one eye is pater from Re'ia, because the Pasuk says, Yir'eh, right? Yir'eh, all your males should be seen. So here's the drusha, I'll say it clearer than yesterday. Yir'eh, they should be seen. Kederech Shabaliros, in the way that people are seen. How are people normally seen? With two eyes, even though God doesn't have eyes, but they should be seen. Seen denotes typical way of being seen, which is two eyes. Kach Baliros, they should then see with two eyes. Ma Liros Bishteinav, just as they are seen with two eyes, Af Baleiraos Bishteinav, they therefore need to appear and see with both of their eyes. So those were the three opinions, and each of them have their limitations and why they were not a perfect definition of Hakol. By the way, you want to remember rabbis on the page also. It's quite easy. The flow of this page is very easy to memorize. You have your list of 12 at the top in the Mishnah. Mishnah broke to define katan, and Mishnah also wanted to know the price of each korban, machlokas, beis shammai, beis hillel. Then the Gemara spends time on what's Hakol, three opinions on Hakol, knocking each one, only to go back to the first, which we're going to get to now. Two rabbis on this page, Ravina. Right, how are you going to remember Ravina? Ravina to me sounds like Indian, right? Someone from India, Pakistan, right? Ravina. So you could picture just somebody from India, right? You could picture on this page. And number two, you have here, the second opinion was Yochanan ben de Havai quoting Rabbi Yehuda. So you just stick to Rabbi Yehuda and keep it simple. So you really have Ravina and Rabbi Yehuda on this page, are the only two names on this page. Now, so the Mishnah says, so the Gemara says, okay, Iba is saying, if I could say, La'olam, Kida Amri Mi'ikara. Let's go back like we said originally. La'olam Kida Amri Mi'ikara. What was our original definition of Akol? That it's talking about a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. Right? And now, but wait a second. U'udika Kashilacha, but you asked, Ha de Ravina, about Ravina. Ravina holds a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin is Potter because of the Tzad, Avdus Shabo, the side of him that's a slave. The Gemara now says, lo kasha, it's not a problem. Where Ravina's opinion made sense was b'mishnah rishona, was the original teaching of this topic. But we're talking about Khan b'mishnah achrona, the later teaching of this topic. I'm going to say this first outside, and then we'll read it inside. The original machlokas about a half-free, half-slave was a machlokas nothing to do with Aliyah L'Regel. It was a machlokas beis Shammai and beis Hillel. The machlokas is, what do you do with, you have partners who one wants them free, one wants them slave. What you do in a case of a shutfus is you take one partner could free on his days and the other partner can keep a slavery on that days. That's Beis Hillel's solution. Beit Shammai does not like that. Beit Shammai does not like that. He says you cannot keep a person in that limbo state. It's no good. It's no good. That was their machlokas. Who spoke first when I just said that machlokas? Who spoke first? Whose opinion came first? I said Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel had the schus of the halacha always following them because they always let Beis Shammai go first, right? Here, Beis Hillel spoke first. Whenever Beis Hillel speaks first, chazru Beis Hillel lahoros ke Beis Shammai. You know in the end, Beis Hillel is going to have to follow Beis Shammai. They lose that schus. I heard that from Rav Shalom Shwadron. That's his pshat. Anytime you see Beis Hillel goes first, they're going to have to chazru lahoros ke Beis Hillel, ke Beis Shammai. They're going to have to. And in the end, the later teaching of this machlokas was that Beis Shammai turns to Beis Hillel and says, how could you leave this guy as a half-free, half-slave? He can't get married. Because who does he marry? He can't marry a shivcha because he's half free. He can't marry a free person because he's half slave. You've left him stuck. You've left him stuck.
But then you find another one.
What?
Another,
you need to find a person like that also. But basically, you've left such a person in a limbo state, and that person could be on alternative days and not the same avdus. It's complicated. Minchas Chinuch brings it down. So so what do you do for that person? You can't leave him like that. And the purpose of the world was to populate the world. So Mr. Gnaus says Kofin also. You force the other guy to free him, totally. And Beis Hillel says I agree with Beis Shammai, totally free. Since this kind of a slave who's in a half free, half slave state is going to be freed, halacha is going to free them, that's the hakol. They're the ones included. Meaning, even though right now they're not totally free, since they're going to be free in 2 days, 3 days, whatever it is, they're included in the korban, even while they're now a half-half. They're a good hakol, according to everybody. When Ravina said a half-free, half-slave is excluded, he was commenting on the original fight, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, before the retraction happened. Then Ravina's opinion made sense. Ravina never would have said his opinion in the Mishnah Achrona when everyone believed you're freeing this guy anyways. Steve. Yeah, it's a machlokas what we mean here in the Gemara. Did we mean that they're actually then going to be this limbo state because these guys don't know the halacha and therefore we're talking about in that limbo state? Or because we know partners want to already divest and do it, we're talking about a state when he's fully a slave? A little bit of machlokas. I'll assume the first one. It's just nicer, it seems. But let's read here in the Gemara inside. Here we go. Udega kashi lachan, you asked, how de Ravina? What about Ravina? Lo kashi, it's not a problem. Kan be Mishnah Rishona. Ravina's comment that this person has a side of slavery and therefore can't bring a korban works in the original machlokas Beis Hillel by Beis Shammai. But here we're talking about Mishnah Achrona. What Mishnah Rishona? Achrona, what are we talking about over here? The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah in Gittin, Misha Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, someone who's half a slave and half a free, Ovedes Rabo Yom Achad Ves Atzmo Yom Achad. You serve your master one day and you serve yourself one day. Divrei Beis Hillel. See, Beis Hillel spoke first. By the way, it sounds like the cases where they already did this. They did this half-half thing. Whether they should or they shouldn't have, they did it, the owners. Amru lahem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says, Takantem es Rabo. You took care of their masters because they had a machlokas. You took care of them by splitting it. Ven atzmo lo takantem. But you didn't help him. Lisa Shivcha, to marry a Shivcha, ain't a yachol, he can't, because Baschorin ain't a yachol. He can't marry Beis Shivcha, he can't marry any yachol, and a Baschorin ain't a yachol, and he can't marry a Baschorin, he's stuck. Oh, you want to say Levotel, let him sit and marry nobody? That can't be. Halalo Nivra Olam El Lapiria Varivia. The world was created for Puruvu, to populate it. Shenamar, as it says, Loto Vara Leshevis Yitzara. It's a pasuk in Yeshayahu. The world was not meant to just be sad and empty and doing nothing. Right? So it's not going to work. Elibnei Tikkun Olam. But because of Tikkun Olam, we force the master and we make him a Ben Chorin. And Kosev lo shtar al chatzi damav. You ask the Eved to now take an IOU that he's going to owe the guy who freed him on those other days to pay him back, right? Because he's now has half the days that he's freed, and he owed the guy money. He owes the guy money. He was a slave, so he'll pay him back over time. But we didn't like this arrangement. Chazru Beis Hillel lahoros ke Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel retracts to say like Beis Shammai. I want to review this because it was a little complicated. But however, you notice how they didn't quote the pasuk of Puruvu. They quoted another pasuk in Yishayahu. The Gemara often will, instead of quoting Puruvu, will quote this pasuk as the Makor. There's a great discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. What's the difference between Puruvu and Leshevis Yitzara and that pasuk? Leshevis is the whole world, right? A non-Jewish obligation in a sense, universal. But we'll see maybe a little tomorrow. I'll have a chance for a little bit. Here we go. Let's review this bottom again. Okay, so Kedamri, now, if you want, I could say La'olam Kedamri Kar, like we said originally, that the Hakol comes to include Chatziyev and Chatziyev and Chor. But then you asked me, what about the position of Ravina? Ravina holds that a Chatziyev and Chatziyev and Chor is Potter from Re'iyah. Lo Kasha. That was, he meant his statement on the Mishnah Rishona, where there was a viability of him still being a half-slave, and Kam b'Mishnah Achrona. But Ravina never spoke up a Mishnah Achrona. The time we looked at a Mishnah, Misha Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chor Nos Rabbi Yom Echa V'Sas B'Yom Echa, Dibreis Hillel, Amr Lohem Beis Shammai, Tekantem Es Rabo. You fixed the masters, but you didn't fix him. That's Molo Tekantem. Lisa Shivcha, to marry a Shivcha, in Yachol. to marry a baschorin. Ain't a yachol, a free person. Leave otel, have him just sit there. Halo nivrolol, the middle period of it. The world was not only created for peruvu, shnemer lota, overall, la sheves yitzara. The world was created to be able to dwell in there. El ne tikkun olam, because of tikkun olam, you force the master, and you make him a ben chorin, you free him, and he has to write an IOU, kosav lo shtar, al chatzi dam. He has to write a shtar, right? The eved has to cover the cost, right? V'chozru beis hillel, and beis hillel retracted kedivrei beis shamai, right? Beis hillel had to follow beis shamai. Okay, we have another minute or two. Let's take a look. Let's go look from the Gemara again. Hakol latuyemai. What is that call coming to include? Latuyem mishal chatzi v'chatzi ben chorin. And according to Ravina, who says mishal chatzi v'chatzi ben chorin is potter from Re'ia, hakol is coming to include what? Latuyem chiger, a lame person, maybe she was vashbi yom shedi, got better on the second day. Ha, nichalaman damer, they're all tashlumen for each other. Each day is its own independent chiyuv. That makes sense. But according to the one who says they're all in tashlumen for the first day, the guy was totally excluded. So there's no makeup date. Sakol latuyem, what's it coming to include? Latuyem suma ba'achzman, have to include a blind person in one eye. Udaloki Aitana goes against the Tana. The Tanya Yochanan ben Davai says Mishum Yehuda Suma ba'achzmanev is potter from Re'ia Shnemar Yira Yiraya Kederek Shaboliros. Just like a person is typically seen with two eyes, Kach Boliros, so too he should see. Ma Liros Bishtei Enav, so to Liros Bishtei Enav. The boy same, if you like, I could say long term crowd. We go back to the original pshat number one, and that we said chetziav and chetziav ben chorin is what's included. But you ask, hadakash la Ravina. Ravina says he's excluded because of the tzad avdus. Lo kasha kam mishna rishona, kam ba mishna achrona. What does that mean? The time of the mishna, misha chetziav and chetziav ben chorin, you serve your master one day and yourself one day. Diver Beis Hillel, that's Beis Hillel's solution. Beis Shammai says, yeah, that's very nice. Takanta bes rabo, you fixed his master vesatzmod himself. Lo takanta, he never helped him. Lisa shivcha eni yachol, to marry a shivcha, he's not able. To a baschorin ain't yachol livatel, have him just sit there, do nothing. No, lo nivrel ol mel period. The world's created to populate. Shenemar lo tohovara, for nothing the world isn't created. Lasheves yitzara, but rather to cultivate and to dwell. Eliminate tikkun olam, rather because tikkun olam, you force the master and you make him a ben chorin. You got to totally free him, says Beis Shammai, and he owes a shtar al chatzi damav to each one of his masters. And Beis Hillel in the end retracted chazru Beis Hillel lahoros ke Beis Shammai, to teach like Beis Shammai. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Everyone should do a chazara. We'll talk also tomorrow about how to master your chazara schedule so you actually memorize this Gemara. And come Monday, you'll have it the whole thing by heart, word for word. Okay, we'll stop there for today.